Well, it's been a little while since I did this. Really hadn't been enough to going on around here to make a tape about. Not much going on enough to even write about. As you'll find out when you get the pictures, I'm right on the beach now, right on almost on the ocean. There's a big intersection out here where a couple of three or four big rivers connect, and they go right out to the ocean. I can see the ocean from where I am. There's a beach out here. We go swimming two or three times a day whenever we don't go out. It's really a lot nicer place than where Rakeem was for the troops. Tide really got up today, and it looks like if it gets up any more than it did today, we're gonna might have to put our tents a little higher up off the ground. We got a new colonel today. They had a big ceremony back at Rakeem. We had to send a platoon back there. He came down here the other day, our old colonel did. Just told us goodbye. Everything. He's going back to the States to be on the Department of Defense. He's been over here 2 years. And our company clerk's leaving tomorrow. But he gets out of the Army. He's not getting a drop or nothing from. He came over with us, but he's ETSing out of the Army. About the 10th of November, I think. So we had a big beer bust last night and give him a going away party. And won't be long till I guess we'll be cutting out of here. It's down into the 30s now, 39 days left. I didn't think those pictures that I took in the inside the airliner would come out real good, but I thought maybe they would, so I took a couple of them. If they show up any at all, that's more than I expected because the light's so limited in there. I've taken a lot of pictures at night of flares and of helicopters firing their rockets and stuff like that, but it's hard to ever make them come out. Most time they may come out a little bit, but the processor thinks they're no good or something. He thinks it's a bad one. He throws them away. Where they, if you'd send them on home, you could it'd probably show up on your screen. I took some the other night right over here in the Rungsat. They were having a lot of action. They fire over it nearly every night. I took some pictures of them the other night. They may not come out though. I got the film today, this afternoon. It's about 12:30 at night now. I got the film and a tape and a letter from y'all this afternoon in the mail. Mail's about delayed about one more day from Rakeem now. We've had about three guys from the company in the last 2 weeks to come down with malaria. So we're tightening down on that. Everybody make sure they take their pills and everything. Oh yeah, I was talking about the mail. Yeah, it gets to Rakeem regular time and then takes another day for it to get down here. So that's delaying it a couple of more days after it hits Bearcat. Like used to when we was at Bearcat, we'd get mail from the States after it'd been mailed about 3 days. Rakeem's about 4 to 5 days, and down here it's 5 to 6 days now. Company commander, he ain't getting no better, I don't think. I just about don't want to go out with him. He makes me. I just don't want to go out with him because he's so stupid. And I talked to the XO the other day, ask him if he's, when we was gonna get out of the field, you know, when was some of them said that after you have less than 30 days, you didn't have to go to the field no more. He said, if, according to how we got replacements in and stuff like that, we got about 10 in yesterday, about 10 replacements in yesterday. Of course, the line platoons are not up to strength like it is, and then when they start losing a couple of guys, three guys each or something like that, so we got some guys from the other battalions that came over earlier than we did. 3rd Brigade came over earlier than we did. They came over November. So those guys will be leaving November 26th. And then there's a couple of three or four of us left in the company. We'll be leaving around December sometime. So we're already under strength. And then when each platoon loses two or three, four people, that really will put them under strength. We got one of these old squad boats out here with about a 35 horse Evinrude engine on it that the Army took and reduced it down and put a governor on it where it doesn't have but 12 horsepower. But we take all the Coke cans of the detail each day from one of the platoons, and they smash the Coke cans, put them in sacks. We take them, put them in the boat, go out in the channel, and drop them. I think if we had a pair of skis, that boat would probably pull a skier, probably take the governor off of it. I know it would. I sure do like to drive it though. We're supposed to get a bunch of them and start patrolling these rivers up through here with these little old patrol boats. These little old, they're not really patrol boats, they're just fiberglass squad boats. They're, all they are is a death trap, really, because if you ever got into a fight with them, you'd sink probably, because the first bullet hole went through them, first shot at you, you'd get a hole in it and start leaking. Oh, they all carry life preservers, but I doubt if it'd work if you had a lot of weight on you. This fort supposedly was overrun by the Japanese in World War II, but boy, it's really a fortress. I never saw anything over here like it. It's built in 1910 by the French. It's got two big old guns on each on the corners of it, and then it's got some pill boxes where they had some probably 50 calibers and some old kind of cannons in there, 8-inch cannons or something, I guess. The cannons are not in there, doesn't it? Rotated around on a spiral up there. There's two of those and there's two big cannons. I've taken pictures of a lot of them. As soon as you get them developed, y'all can figure out what's going on. We got a track outfit down here that supports this artillery, 155 millimeter howitzers. Boy, they really put out the stuff too. We left our old artillery unit back at Rakeem, the one that's fired for us ever since we've been over here. These guys don't put out as rounds as quick, but they, boy, them when them rounds hit the ground, man, they really spread out. Bursting right, it's about 100 meters on them. They've been over here a long time. They've been up in the jungles supporting the 1st Infantry Division. So this is a break for them down here because we hadn't used them very much. Not like we would have.